Can you tell me why you chose the white balloon?
White is my favorite color, sir.
It is?
It's my favorite color.
You're dressed in white today, I see.
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you think of when you see the color white?
The white is very pure. It signifies purity.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
White color is very fresh.
Yeah. If you could make one wish, what would you wish for?
I would wish my king would be as he would be. He would live long, the fourth king.
Yes.
Then I wish he would rule over country, not like democracy. I don't prefer democracy.
You'd like to keep the monarchy?
Keep as a monarchy.
Why is that?
Because I love my king. That's the main reason.
Do you think that the king can do a more effective job at ruling than a democracy can?
He has always been looking in our country, benefits our people. He has kept our people happy, and I love him to continue this. Yeah.
Are you worried about what might happen when the change to democracy comes?
Yes.
What are you worried about?
I think that these days now that the country is going to change, we are coming up with so many parties, and then like, I'm quite confused.
Yeah.
I'm quite confused, and I think, like, democracy, would there be a peace in the country because of democracy? So a little doubt.
So you're concerned that things might not remain peaceful?
Yes.
And what do you think might cause a change to the peacefulness?
I think that it's quite personal. Because, like, we have two parties coming up right now, and then, like, the parties, whenever go there, they make a campaign saying that, okay, we will do this, we will do that. But I don't think so.
You think it will be hard for them to follow through on their promises?
Yes.
And then you think people will be upset when those promises aren't met?
There's a chance, sir.
Yeah. What do you think of the two parties that are running for election? Do you have one that you prefer?
Yes, sir.
Of the different parties running for election, do you have a party that you prefer?
Party I like that other parties, People's Tuk Fin Sum Sok Pa. I prefer that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there some reason why?
I prefer that one because, like, we are not, as a teacher, we are not supposed to attend that camping meetings and all. We are not, we should not involve in that kind of meeting, but yeah. We have, after reading newspapers, after listening to radio, television and all, then I prefer that party.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think Bhutan will look like as a country in 10 years?
I think 10 years, if the party can do what they have promised, I think after 10 years, Bhutan will be well developed.
Yeah.
It will be. It is developing, but it will be well developed.
But you're also worried that that might not happen.
Yes. Yeah.
In the worst case scenario, what do you think might happen?
I think there will be, there will be misunderstanding between the people. Uh-huh. I think that's my biggest worry.
And what do you think that might lead to?
That might lead to, I think, like bloodshed in the future.
Like a revolution.
Revolutions, yeah. Internal revolution.
Yeah. Do you think that's a belief that's shared by many people here in Bhutan?
Yes.
That concern about revolution? Yeah. And you think this is something that might happen in the next, like, 5 or 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And who do you think would lead that? Would it be the students? Would it be the farmers? Who would be the driving force behind a revolution here?
I don't know, sir, though.
Hard to say. It's, maybe the teachers.
Maybe the teachers might.
Okay. Well, so I'll say that your wish is to maintain the monarchy.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.